And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the 97.3 The Fan Studios with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero, fresh from that beautiful East Cape with a great fishing report and a lot more information for you. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. And when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. This is such an easy show every time because it's so easy to talk about my most favorite place in the whole world, and that's Rancho Leonero. What a fun day today, buddy.
Yeah, it is. Good morning, John Ireland.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick.
Yeah, great to have you in the studio in the new fan studio.
It's nice. It's pretty deluxe.
Yeah,
it's pretty deluxe.
Yeah, for first time here, I can't believe it.
First time here. I did the last radio show on the old station, and now I'm here at the new station.
At the new station, cool.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is yesterday we had Mark Wish from Pacific Edge on, and you, I think the two of you along with Cass are probably our two oldest guys that are still around here that have been a part of the show for a long time.
Not oldest guys,
but I mean
been with the show the longest.
Yeah, but exactly through all
not
the
too
different
change,
not too old, no, just through all the different changes and stuff like that. But great to have you here at this beautiful spot and a great station.
Thrilled to have you.
What's going on?
Well, first of all, I have to say that the show, the hotel has grown with the show.
Yeah,
the radio show. We've been inseparable over many years, and the show's been great for the ranch.
No doubt about it.
And down there fishing, you know, we had a slow start for the season. Late winter, just like up here, a very late winter, and real cool, nice weather right into July. Really unseasonably nice down there. It's cool. And even right now where it's starting to heat up and get more normal, it's still much cooler than normal. And the fishing was a slow start as well, to be honest. It was slow, and finally it started picking up in June. And now it's red hot. We really got it all going on.
Cool.
We've got the tuna, Dorado, marlin, big blue marlin. We've had a couple on that we couldn't hang on to. Yeah.
That's exciting.
There are a lot around. And, you know, I was looking at the cleaning table, pompano. My God, a big pompano. I thought they must be permit the size of them. I'm talking about 25-pound fish.
Wow.
Big
pompano.
Big pompano. And the rooster fishing was slow early, like everything else, but boy, it's picked up in the last three, 4 weeks. Yeah, we had one taken on fly, Jeff DeBrown. Them had to be a 75-pounder on fly.
That was Al Q that took that.
Off the beach.
You remember Al Q,
sure,
Ricky? Yeah, Al Q took that on the fly.
That has to be the largest fish taken off the beach, certainly this year and maybe in the history.
Pretty awesome. That's unbelievable.
Fishing.
Right down the road from Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, it was right in front of Glenn's house down
there.
Wow. Yeah, it sure was. And
cool.
So that's picked up a lot of big rooster fish, and so we're real pleased. And a lot of yellowfin pods of porpoise holding tuna all over north and south and everywhere. So the boats are going out. Pretty much everybody's limiting. The Dorado, not many schooling fish, but some big fish, big bulls. The biggest female I've ever seen came to the cleaning table last week, and she weighed like 56 pounds, I think she weighed. Biggest female I've ever seen. And she was with a male that weighed 47, I believe. And so she was actually bigger than he was, you know, a big pair out there. Yeah. Both they picked them up on marlin lures. That's what they're hitting on. But with the Dorado shootout coming up on Saturday, this year there's going to be some big dodos.
Yeah, and you're going to fish
for
it.
Sure, absolutely.
You're going to win that car?
You know, I
that
don't win many. I fished a tournament, just a 7-boat tournament last month, and I actually my first tournament I've ever won.
Oh, hey, wow. Congratulations! Yeah. Nice.
We released 4 marlin. It was a 2-day tournament. Each day we released 4 marlin and ran away with it. One. We could have quit the first day and won the whole tournament.
Wow.
So, but that normally doesn't happen, so maybe I'm on a winning streak.
Let's hope so.
It's going to be a big tournament. You'll have to give us the results next Sunday.
Oh, I will. No worries.
Yeah.
I'll be down. I'm going back down Wednesday.
Yeah, fantastic. So what is it about the ranch that just, I think the most common theme when you're at the bar hanging out in the evening, people say, don't change it.
Yeah,
what is it about the ranch that people like?
Well, it's old style. It's really the last of the old style Mexican hotels. I know we're the last hotel now that includes meals in the price of your stay, and
which is a huge deal.
It is,
which is a big deal because food is really expensive.
Yeah,
especially if you go down to Cabo, you're going to spend $100 a person a day on food alone.
At least,
easily, and the food's good.
The food's great. Are you kidding?
I eat there every meal myself, so I'm the biggest critic.
No, and that's the thing is you guys would not have to have such deluxe meals and spend so much money on your food, but you do.
No, we spend a lot of money on our food.
And it shows because the meals are fantastic. I mean, from the rib night on Saturday night to the Mexican night and all the different, the pasta nights, all the different special nights that you have.
Yeah, like I say, I eat in there myself and Jennifer, darn near every evening and most breakfasts and lunches. And so, you know, it's repetitive for us. So we're going to be the biggest critics of anyone.
Yeah.
So, and we spend quite a bit more money, I think, now no one else is offering food included, but we spend a lot of money per guest.
So when you book a trip to Rancho Leonero, you should know that meals are all included.
Right.
Versus if you go to one of the other resorts, your lunch is on your boat, your breakfast, your dinner, everything.
See,
is optional.
I didn't realize that. No, everything's included at the ranch. There's no hidden cost of any kind. We're the only hotel down there now that'll clean and freeze your fish for for nothing as well.
Yeah.
It's part of the
so
deal.
It's kind of an all-inclusive. All you need to do is dip.
Just, yeah.
Come down with your shorts and
get yourself there.
And, and your Maui gyms, and you're good to go. Yeah, we try to keep it simple. We have great equipment, thanks to Accurate. We have a great relationship with Yamaha, so we've got great sponsors all there.
Yeah.
Hobie, we have all our kayaks are Hobies, so.
Yeah.
And so we really, we really work hard on keeping it old style, and I think, and the biggest comment is don't change it. So we don't, we improve it, get better beds and better air conditioners and put in better bathrooms. We just got through, over the last 2 years, we've replaced all the bathrooms, redone all the bathrooms in the hotel, and it's the stuff that you don't see as well. I spent a couple $100,000 last year just redoing all the electric. You know, the hotel's that's 30 years old now, 30,
wow.
35 years, yeah. So we, you know, some of the stuff that you don't see that really does make a difference. But we've been improving the hotel, but not changing
it.
That's
great.
That's key because it's such a beautiful location and the fishing is
there's no
fantastic.
Better.
It's just perfect. It really is perfect.
There's no better location down there. No doubt about it. With that reef in front and we're bluffed, with that point, that's Punta Soledad that the hotel sits on, sticking out in the water. You're in the dining room and you look around, 270 degrees, you're surrounded by water. It's excellent.
The patio dining there is probably the best visual anywhere you can
no hotel down there is closer to the water than we are.
When you're dining, you're on the water, practically.
Yeah, the water's lapping right at the base of the...
Or the sunrise coming up when you're eating breakfast in the morning and you're sitting on the patio and the weather's perfect and there's pelicans dive bombing big bait balls that are right in front of you and you can't help but be, eating your omelet for breakfast and seeing a rooster fish crash on a bait ball while you're sitting. It's the best place in the world. I got the visual in my head right this second.
Yeah.
What's really fun is when you see the roosters start coming and really banging the beach in front and everybody's out there for dinner and all of a sudden you look down and everybody's cleared out. Everybody's running for their poles and heading down to the beach. And this happens once or twice a year for sure.
Yeah, it can happen. But you have including all-inclusive, you have a great boat fleet there. Super Pongas is kind of your specialty at Rancho Leonero?
Yeah, we have a big cruiser fleet as well and with twins and then the singles, the super cruisers. But we do have more Super Pongas than the other hotels. Like I say, all the motors are Yamahas. None of them are older than 3 years old. They're very dependable. It's interesting that a lot of the guests we get have their own yacht that's crewed and everything else. And what happens is when you have a big boat like that, you don't fish as much yourself as you would.
Right.
And you don't want to step in front of your crew or your deckhand and everything because that's their rice bowl. That's what they do. These guys come down to the ranch and they hop on a Super Pongy. You got a captain and you fish.
Cool.
Somebody's got to drive the boat. Somebody's got to set out the lures. And there's only one guy, and you bait your own fish. And it's really
fun.
It's really more hardcore fishing,
no doubt,
and more pure fishing. Really, you don't have people waiting on your hand and foot.
If you wanted that, you have. Cruisers at the ranch.
Of course, all the way up to the scale. We have. We can put you on a 50-foot yacht if you like.
Yeah.
But I'd say 60% of our business is probably Super Ponga.
Yeah.
Something like that. So.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Boy, you're not kidding. It's such a great time to have John on here. And there's so many things to cover from the type of fish in to the, accommodations and all the great things there are to do down at Rancho Leonero. It's going to be a great show, and we're going to love talking fishing, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on the fan this morning, best way to get through right now, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. And not only are we going to be talking Rancho Leonero all morning long, we are also giving away such a killer prize this morning. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And this is the most recent pair that I just got. I wear these exact same glasses and I love them. It's the local kind. It's a brand new frame and lens from Maui Jim. This is they call the frame a soft black frame, so it's almost like a rubberish type feeling. It sticks to your head really well, especially if you're you know, out fishing, get a little sunblock, a little sweaty.
Super lightweight.
Really, really comfy, and it has those brand new Maui Green lenses. They're awesome. It's just a fantastic lens material.
I think one of the better lenses for fishing myself.
No doubt.
Just because the contrast with just kelp patties stand out, everything about
it. And breezers. That's what blew me away. Yeah. Is it's the first pair of glasses that I am certain I could see breezers better than I couldn't. It almost enhanced like the shadow. I don't know how to describe it, but for sure, when I would put on a standard pair of glasses and put those greens on, they stick out. You know, the spot itself is a lot darker.
Yeah.
I love them. They're a great, great pair of glasses.
Of course, it has that super lightweight, thin lens that Maui Jim is famous for now.
You feel like you're wearing a plastic lens, but you're not.
It's a glass lens.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm telling you, this is a great pair of Maui Jims, that local kind. And somebody's getting them at the end of the show today. Again, if you want, you get your shot at those glasses, or better yet, your chance to talk to the man, John Ireland of Rancho Leonero. 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Hey, stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Indeed. One line open. You want to get through, talk to John Ireland, have a chance to win that pair of local kind Maui Jim sunglasses, 833-288-0973. Now, we always like trying to remember that when all our lines are full, which they will be shortly if that one line fills up, you'll get a ring sound. It'll continuous. Adam is not ignoring you. That's just, you're in the queue. But if you just stay ringing, and the next one that pops open, you'll be up.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go.
You're not going to get the traditional busy tone, even though all the lines are full. So
that's right.
I mean, Adam might be ignoring you. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Adam would never. No, he says kidding. No way.
He's the best there is.
Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
What's up, Bart?
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bart.
I'm calling you from Florida. Just finished the ICAST show.
All right.
Yesterday I was out fishing in a private boat, so I couldn't listen in the morning. So I listened to the archives this morning, and now here it is live. So your app is working beautifully.
Well, that's fantastic. I was going to say, what the heck are you still doing in Florida? You get escape that heat and rain and everything?
I heard you were here. Ginny said she saw you.
I was not there. No. Thank goodness.
But let me tell you, the reason that they give them the convention center in Florida, there's a reason.
Yeah, because it's cheap.
Just brutal. Trust me. I went fishing yesterday. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's funny, Bart.
Yeah, I don't know how people live there.
It's so humid.
But, John, I wanted to just kind of give a little testimony on our trip. That, you know, we go every year with our crew, and sometimes we have 14 to 20 people, and this year we only had six. It was Dave and Barbie Mondaggi and Rick and Janet Gaskins and Ginny and I. And so the first day, Dave and Rick and I go out fishing, and Santos' brand new Super Pongo. What a great boat. And we were out there, and he said, you want to go get tuna? And we just come from San Diego. We go, no, we don't want to get any tuna. Let's go see if we can troll over some wahoo. He said, okay, no problem. So we started, we got a late start, so probably around 8 o'clock we're fishing, and we got one strike. But for 3 hours, three friends sat in the boat talking about old times, talking about the future, and all three of us, when we got back in that day with a boatload of fish later in the day, we just said, what a great time, what a beautiful place. The Sea of Cortez was glassy calm, and, you know, it was just gorgeous. And of course, Santos says, okay, now we're going to go catch something. So now we go catch. We got a bunch of pargo, and we fed the whole lodge that night. And the next day, the tuna decided to commit suicide. So we had limits in 3 hours. Limits of two. We had 15 tuna in 3 hours.
Wow.
That's a nice trip, Bart. That's so cool.
It's such a wonderful place. I know you go every year, and as well as I, and it's just, it's such a special place, right?
It's more than just the fishing. It really is. I mean, when we were sitting out there just chatting, you know, drinking a couple of beers and just looking around, I lit a cigar. We're just going, my God, it's so gorgeous here. It just, we're out there by the preserve, you know. It was just fantastic. It is my favorite warm water destination, bar none, and I've been a lot of places in the world.
So. Yeah, that's for sure.
Thanks, Bart. Yeah, it's pretty special. It really is a nice spot. And especially this year, the weather was very, very nice, wasn't it? It was nice and cool.
Yeah.
So Bart, so give us a little ICAST report. How was the show this year?
Well, I think this was one of the better ones, Pete. The fly industry decided to separate and go their own way, and so I was concerned as to whether they'd be able to, you know, fill up that space. But they did. They filled it up, and then they took the back of it and put in a really nice eating area with a. And there was 20 different kinds of food you could get back there, and so many new products. So many people who are in the industry are having good years, so they stepped up their games. The booths are better. New products coming out. You'll see some stuff in, you know, I met with all the retailers we know from San Diego down there, and, you know, Luke and Doug are, like, writing orders like crazy, you know.
Oh, yeah. We talked about all the great new product from Shimano yesterday, and all kinds of great product from Gamakatsu introduced their new Nautilus HDs.
Oh, yeah,
there.
That's a big deal for us.
Yeah, I know. Nomad Lures was there, and they introduced a lot of great stuff. Seaguar introduced their some of their new things. So a lot of great stuff going on.
Those Nomad Lures are just beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but Rick, you think you're going to sell a lot of those Shimanos?
I can't tell. We're like... We knew that reel was coming, and we we ordered very heavy before the thing even came out, because we got to be, you know, a little bit involved in the, you know, the R&D for those things happens in our backyard. We just get lucky to look over our shoulder when those things are doing their testing on the Royal Polaris and the Royal Star and those kinds of things. And we knew how successful that reel was going to be, and so we ordered accordingly. We're already getting nervous because pre-order is becoming so successful. Like, that reel is going to just... It's a perfect thing for us, you know, for a budget-minded angler. It is going to be a high-end two-speed reel that's $250. Like, it is, Bart, you hit the nail on the head, buddy. It's gonna be a home run.
The other thing that was introduced was the new Hobie Pro Angler 360. Did you get a chance to see that?
Unbelievable!
Yeah,
I went with Bruce and Morgan. Look at them.
You can go sideways on this kayak.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, pretty amazing thing. And I know Ron, I talked to Ron Lane about it. He didn't even know about it.
Really?
They kept it secret.
Oh,
until
cool.
They introduced it at Fastlane, who's like the top dealer in the nation, didn't even know about this product until they introduced it at ICAST. Which is, the ICAST, for those of our listeners that don't know, is the trade show. It's the Fred Hall show for the trade. For the industry throughout the world, and people come from all over the world, and really quite an event. I wish they had it in Vegas still, but you know, like you say, it's cheap in Orlando this time of the year, right?
Yeah, they give them the convention center for free. So,
yeah,
because nobody wants to come here.
Yeah. Hey Bart, thanks a lot for calling, and thanks for telling us how you love Rancho Leonero.
Thank you, Bart.
Appreciate the call this morning.
See you soon.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, buddy. Well, jam-packed, they definitely are. And why don't we start it off this morning with Armand, who's calling us from Long Beach. Good morning, buddy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I have a two-part question. What's the best time of year to come down to the ranch to catch rooster fish? And then secondly, I know John has rental tackle. Is the rental tackle for casting from the beach appropriate to catch a rooster fish?
Yeah. First of all, rooster fish really normally start in May, and they run through the season. This year, because it's a late winter, they really started a little later than normal. But they're in full swing now. June's a great time to come catch them, July, August, September through October, November. And we do have good casting equipment, spin casting rods for rent at the hotel. They're loaded with 20-pound test and land some big fish. However, there's been some whoppers taken off the beach we were just talking about. We had a 75-pounder on fly off for the beach.
That's like, you're talking foot in the sand off the beach?
Unheard of.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, with Jeff DeBrown, who's a guide, a fly guide extraordinaire that works at Rancho Leonero.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
He's our fly guide, and that's a big fish. But and there's been quite a few in the 50-pound range.
Wow.
They're on fly off the beach. I mean, unheard of. So the boats with live bait are doing very, very well on the rooster fish right now.
It was
now,
a little slow earlier in there. When we were there in June, there was not a lot of roosters around. But now it's really picked up, right?
Slowest start we've had for rooster fish in 5-10 years.
No kidding.
But, however, that's changed a bunch. In the last month, it's just really kicked
up. Come on fire.
Yeah, thankfully.
So, time to go, Armand. And I got to tell you, I caught about a 30-pounder off the beach, and there is no bigger thrill than catching a big fish off the beach. I use conventional tackle on live bait, and I didn't catch it on a fly. I catch it on a live bait on a conventional spinning tackle, but with Gary Barnes Webb, who was a guy. But it was an extraordinary experience.
I'll just bet,
standing in the sand,
so cool.
Casting to the fish because it's visual. It's all visual. And watching them eat it and running up and down the sand.
Well, what's unique about them is they don't run out into deeper water. They run parallel to the beach. So when they're running, they run parallel up and down the beach. So you'll see anglers running as fast as they can to keep
sprinting down the beach, turning the handle.
To keep lying on the reel, chasing them down up and down the beach.
I think that's so cool.
If somebody wants to hire a guide Can they do that through Rancho Leonero?
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
For sure.
A beach guide?
Absolutely.
Whether it be fly or conventional?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Jeff's a good guy. He's been around there for a long time. Knows his stuff.
I think I'm going to do that. Next time, I mean, I'm with you. I've always wanted to do that. I think that's such a cool way to catch one. And, what a cool experience that is.
Yeah, it takes some time, you know.
It does.
These guys make it sound easy, but he probably can catch his 75-pounders, probably done it for three or how many years.
Sure.
It happens. You get smaller fish all the time, but a 75-pounder's got to be.
That's a rare fish.
Yeah. That's got to be a world record.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be.
Certainly the biggest fish.
And Al Q, who caught it, is a very, very experienced. He's been on the show before.
Yeah.
Very experienced fly fisherman, too. So.
Well, he was talking about it. I guess he had a smaller. He saw it breaking. He saw a smaller rooster breaking, and he cast to the smaller fish. And then this big fish just overtook it.
What a great story.
Passed up the smaller fish.
That's cool.
And gobbled it. Yeah, everybody's excited.
Thanks for the call, Armand. Appreciate that very much. Let's go to the sky right now. We better get him on because he's back in the sky today. Our SAC spotter plane pilot extraordinaire, Tom Green. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Hey, John. How's the battle going today?
Hey, that's all good. Very, very well. And, boy, I saw your SAC report yesterday. Looks like you found a lot of fish.
Oh, you know, it's the same song, second verse. Yesterday, the visibility wasn't that great for me as far as flying. I'm at 3-4 miles visibility. I'm flying down. I'm starting to see jumpers. And I'm saying, all right, I'm starting to reach for the mic to call the boats. And I look up, and I'm right on the edge of the boats.
Wow.
Those guys are always on them. But then I started working down a little further south, and they were literally maybe 12, 14 miles off the main body, and the main body below them is just, it's phenomenal. Again, and a lot of small fish. I don't know how they did yesterday. I never got a chance to talk to them, but I'm telling you what, they got a lot to see. I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah, hopefully they start biting, right? And you saw a lot of that 30-pound grade fish, right?
Oh, Pete, unbelievable. 20 to 30-pounders. Yeah, no, I saw a lot.
Is it yellowfin or bluefin, Tom?
Well, you know what? It's when they're 20 to 30-pound class, it's really, really hard to tell. But there were three or four schools that looked very suspect that could have been the right stuff.
Really?
But you know what? The line knows for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
When they come over the rail, that's when we guarantee what they are.
But now this is easy one day range too, right?
Oh yeah, no, it's one day range. It's not bad, and it looked like to me that fish is moving up. A lot of big areas of shiners moving up. No, it looked very, very good. And today, you know, yesterday I concentrated on the inside down. I went quite a ways down. Got down to Geronimo Island. And then today I'm going to work on the outside. There's some rumors of some albacore, but you know how those rumors go.
Whoa.
But they were stretching my rubber band pretty tight. They were like 300 miles offshore, and I'm not going to get to them. But we're going to go and look outside today and see if we can't find something a little further out.
I love it, Tom. It's great to hear that there's more fish moving into the zone, maybe create a little competition. I mean, as you know, the guys have been doing a good job getting on fish. They haven't been as cooperative as we'd like them to be a little bit, and nice to hear that there's some fresh fish moving into our zone, maybe create a little competition and get those things on the bite.
Boy, I hope so. I'm starting to see a lot more bait, which is, I mean, I don't know if it's good for you guys. It used to be good for me, but I'm starting to see black spots of bait, nice boilers. And I talked to Carl yesterday, and he's still seeing the stuff up above the border, too, so there's, I believe this is a new body of fish moving in. I don't think this one backed up. I think these are new ones coming in.
Wow.
Great news, Tom.
Good news.
Man, this is so cool. We sure love having you up here, and it's such a unique perspective and great to know what our fishing future is because you get to see it coming up the coast.
Oh, yeah. No, and next week I've got a gig down in going further down south working with the Monterey Bay Aquarium. We're going to be doing some tagging and some capturing and so I'll really get a good idea down below further, so I'll be able to give a good report to the sports on that also.
Well, SAC spotter pilot extraordinaire Tom Green, he's back up today, right, Tom?
Yes, sir. Going to take off here in just another hour.
And you'll be putting the boats on the fish today once again. Thanks again for all you do. Are you going to be able to call in next week, or are you going to be working?
You know what? I'm going to be on Cedra, so if I can get in, I'll let you know.
All right.
I'll shoot you a text and let you know if the phone service works.
All right. Roger. All right, thanks, Tom. Thanks a lot for the great report. We're very encouraged. Lots of fish going on. We'll talk to you hopefully next week.
All right. Have some fun.
All thanks, right, buddy. Thanks.
Appreciate that.
I mean, how cool is that? How cool is it that SAC puts that together? And, I mean, like you say, just to have a guy up in the sky getting us on it, I love that. I think that's such a great service they do.
When are you going to get a Rancher Lane Air Spotter pilot?
What kind of airplane is he flying?
I don't know, a little one that goes a long way.
A little one with a real big fuel tank.
Yeah, and he's out over the water and everything. It's it's quite the deal.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a lot of years, though.
He's the best at it.
Yeah, he's the man for it.
So the thing that always blows me away is, you know, and we'll hear it talking to Ted, you know, in the times when the Bluefin guys are in there, but how accurate he is at what is there and, you know, what his perception of how big the school is and even the individual fish inside the school. And then he puts the boats on it and they wrap it. And sure enough, like, I mean, dead on. Like, the guy is just that good.
Like 30 tons, 100 pounds.
Yeah. And then they get there and, sure enough, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to John, so let's jump into it.
Sounds good to me. How about we jump in and talk to Jim? He's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I just got a basic question here. Coming down to the ranch, do we bring dollars or pesos or a combination of both?
Great question.
Good question. Good morning, Jim. Actually dollars. Dollars is fine, and we suggest that you bring down some cash. You've got tips. Pretty much everything's included, and you can put on your credit card except for tips and bait are the two big ones.
Sure, buying bait in the morning.
Yeah, and you know, people come down and then they pinch on the bait and only get $20 worth of bait or whatever, and bait's everything. So, you know, $40 or $50 a day for bait is not unusual, and you really need to budget that in. And then tips
and what
tips
about
on
a tip for tip for the captain?
Tips for the captain as well. And you figure the tip for the captain is pretty much the same as if you were eating dinner. You know.
Yeah. 15 to 20%
of
the price. 15 to 20%
of
depends on whether you're not super ponga or a ponga.
Exactly.
Per person.
Exactly. And how the captain does and how you like him. Yeah. You know, it's optional, certainly.
And then what about the bar bill at the ranch?
Well, the bar bill, you just everybody. That's what's nice about the ranch. The first day you're in there, the bartenders figure out who you are and what room you're in, and it all just gets charged to your room. And when you're checking out at the hotel, it goes on your card. And
You can put it on a credit card.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. The only thing you can't put on the credit card are the tips and the bait.
And the bait, okay.
Yeah.
And so you need to allot tip for the staff at the resort.
Exactly.
And then
and
tip
the
captain.
And the captain and bait.
And,
those
of course,
are,
the bartenders.
The three,
got to take care of those.
It's tough for us.
The most important.
It's tough for us because people come with their credit card and want cash, and we don't mind the 3% charge, but what happens with the Mexican government is they're keeping such close track now for tax reasons. We get charged 30% on the credit card because we give the guests the cash and they think it's income for us. So
you don't do that anymore.
No, we don't have the ability to do that. So it's really important, and good question, Jim. I'm glad you asked it.
Indeed.
Sure, bring down plenty of cash, and pesos aren't necessary. We'll convert your cash to pesos if you do need them.
Not a problem. Yeah, it's kind of a dollar economy.
Oh, and fishing licenses.
Fishing licenses.
And the fishing licenses are cash.
Cash only. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could have your own fishing. If you have your own fishing license.
Yeah, it's good to go.
Your
own Mexican fishing license, and we sell annual or weekly. And there's about a $12 difference between a week. Fishing license and an annual. So
and that same annual, if you buy it down at the ranch, it'll work when you go fishing with Captain Ryan Boston in San Diego. Same license, same everything.
Anywhere in Mexico.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more
Thank
Let's
you,
Talk
Jim.
Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. So much great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength length boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
We just heard about Snap Insurance, and Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance will be our guest in the Fan Studio next Sunday, and then next Saturday, Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine will be talking about Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and of course their new location here in San Diego. So be sure to tune in to Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Fan.
That West Coast Marine location in San Diego is so sweet.
Awesome.
Nice having it so close to home. We utilized the service on Friday.
Yeah.
It's just so nice to have them in our backyard, and it was just time for the 100-hour service, and next thing you know, we met Bob, and away we go, and the boat's done. Back in the slip, back happy again. It's just so nice having those guys here in our backyard taking such good care of us.
And they have Yamaha service guy, Bob Aronson. He's an extraordinary guy, knows exactly what to do, and he takes good care
of us. That worked out so good for us because Bob, you know, Bob has been turning wrenches on our motor since we bought it, you know, pretty much just service. And now that he is the guy that's turning the wrenches for West Coast, it was just a perfect deal. We couldn't be more happy and awesome. Got fantastic service as always, and that boat's ready to roll again for another 100 hours.
There you go.
All right. Well, hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed a BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com, or you can get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange.
I was at San Diego Marine Exchange the other day, and there it is right on the front counter there where you make your order. They have a demo of the BG1
there.
They have them on the shelf ready to go, so grab that switch. It's peace of mind, and it works.
No doubt, man.
Yeah.
And just safety, everything.
Yeah.
Easy
to install.
Those guys are awesome. It's a really good product. Well, let's start off with Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Hey,
good morning.
Good, good. Gosh, man, again this week, we had plenty of time along the beach fishing inshore for bass. The water up here, 68 to 70. You know, it kind of changed in color depending on how that swell was pushing on the beach this week. But, gosh, we had good action just about every day this week. I'd say some really good action above the harbor on the half-day trips probably was way to go. And what's super cool about that is, you know, we're in and out of the harbor and, you know, you're fishing less than 30 minutes on those half-days. Fly line sardines fish the best, but the diehard rubber guys, you know, we got a good solid core of regulars that like fishing that rubber lure, and they had plenty to catch on those rubber lures this week, too. Very good action for both the beginners and, you know, the local regular set. So it was good action there. Very similar results a little further down the coast on our three-quarter day trips, fishing some of that North County kelp line there off Pendleton. Great action in that kelp and over the hard bottom. And these bass are just getting into their spawn routine, so I'd imagine we'll see the action ramp up even a little bit more here in the next couple of weeks. The Fury, he's been over at Catalina on his 5-to-5 trips, and, man, that island sure is kicking out some good action over there. It's been very good on both the front and around back on that east side. Great bass action for them, and there's been some shots at that nice, great yellowtail as well. And then, you know, in between those yellowtail and that bass, there's been plenty of other surface action on the Bonito and the Barracuda and stuff like that. So it's been good. It's been biting. So full summer swing here. Call for reservations. Absolutely a must this time of year.
Good call.
You can call us. Yep, call us here at 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarp.com. Save a few bucks as well. Type in local, L-O-C-A-L, when you book online, and that'll knock 25% off that ticket there for you. So save a few bucks on that this week.
Awesome. Get it.
Local.
Right on the
front
page of letstalkhookup.com. Click on that Dana Wharf banner. Local. You get 25% off. That's a great deal. I sure appreciate you doing that for our listeners too, Brian.
So, hey, no problem. Also, if I can, we've got our CCA Casino Night coming up here for our Orange County chapter. If I can just have a second to touch on this. Sunday, July 28th, Dana Point Yacht Club, 4 to 8 p.m. Going to be a great time. We've got some killer prizes. We've got a seven-day trip on the RP, trips with both Benny Florentino and Jimmy Decker, private charter on the Sun Fun, all the tackle, rods, reels, things you can imagine. So it's $100 a head. We'd love to have you. We've got food served by the Harbor Grill. Just, I mean, that's the best food in the harbor.
No doubt.
So it's going to be a good time up here for that. So tickets are $100. You can link them there at the ccacalifornia.org website, or you can go into Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and pick up a ticket that way as well.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, and that you guys are selling tickets right there at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. It's going to be a great event and a beautiful venue, too. The people at Dana Point Yacht Club, thanks to them for helping us out and getting us that beautiful venue, too. And are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
All right.
Absolutely. On the blackjack table.
That's it.
Yeah, all right.
Can't wait, Willie. It's going to be a fun night.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, 4
right.
p.m.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Willie.
Thanks. Talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Now let's head on down to Cedros Island. We're going to talk to our man, Jeff Flowers from Cedros Sport Fishing's on the line. Jeff, how's the fishing down at Cedros?
Oh, geez, guys. If you're not down there fishing, you're missing.
I believe that.
Good morning, Rick, and I hear you guys again on the radio. Listen to you yesterday. Another great show.
Thanks.
Yeah, things down there getting crazy. But first of all, I want to touch on a point real quick and thank John at the CCA San Diego event. He was one of the sponsors, main sponsor for a trip down to his lodge. And lucky enough, Rosie and her friend Rachel jumped in and bought some raffle tickets. And lo and behold, Rosie and Rachel are going to be coming down to see you. So,
cool.
I want to take a vacation and come up there and visit with me while they're down there. Give you a break.
Yeah. Look forward to seeing them. That's great. That's good news.
She's going to reach out to you here shortly. So now we got the Cedros Sport Fishing Fish Report. So the water's cooled down a little bit in the last week, which doesn't seem to affect anything. As a matter of fact, we had the Taddy Lure Charter down there this last week. And a couple of young ladies, I say young, but they're some daughters of Howard Hodder and a friend of hers, and they put a big hurt on some of those large yellowtails. And one of them went 52+.
Oh, my gosh. The photos were amazing.
Yeah, if you haven't seen them on social media, you're missing out. You got to go check it out. A couple that were in that 45 range, a lot of fish in that 35 to 40. They were biting on the 14A lights, you know, mint and white. Boys tried to keep up, but the best they could muster was just right at 40 pounds.
Wow, what a fish, man. That's great.
So, fishing's good. The wind blew a little bit, but that doesn't stop it you know, from being fun. It just, you know, adds a little bit of challenge to it once in a while. But as you know, at Cedros, the wind clear kicks out and it blows out and it goes away and it turns perfectly flat and beautiful in a matter of minutes.
Fantastic.
And while that's happening.
Big yellows. Yeah. Big calicos, too, I'll bet, too, right?
Oh, yeah. There were there's a couple of the days where they were all hook and release, catching them on the surface iron, blue and white, mint and white, anything that looks like a red crab. But there were 40 to 50-plus days. And everything went back in the water. So
I have a question.
Having a lot of fun and catching a lot of big, big calicos.
So cool.
Question, what's the water temp?
Right now it's coming back about 67,
68. Uh-huh. We had caught a 27-pounder in 84-degree water.
Wow.
Last week.
84. I just never heard of a yellowtail in water that hot before.
Never.
So cool.
Yeah. Never.
Well, it must be a thermocline down below or something.
It must be, yeah. They caught it down from the bottom. I don't know how deep, but
that's pretty wild.
I've never heard of one in that warmer water.
Well, if somebody wants to come to Cedros Sport Fishing, Jeff, are there any spots available?
There are, and just as a touch, too, on that, hey, look what we caught today kind of thing, check out, on the website, white sea bass were biting. Cap Malalo got one of their groups down there and got on them on the north end of the island. And a lot of good stuff happening. Still some halibut biting. We just had two spots open up. And again, I'm going to say this. Just had two spots open up for 6 day, August 9th through the 14th.
Ooh,
trust me, it's going to go fast. But getting it out there for the person who calls and gets Rosie deposit, gets that spot for
prime time.
Yeah, that's a prime time spot. Good call.
Yes, it is. So they're going to go quick. So what you want to do is get a hold of Rosie one of two ways. And the first way I would suggest is get a hold of her on her cell phone at 619-772-7570. You can go to the website, try to book it through there at cedrosportfishing.com. But I would recommend calling her first. And check out all the other social media and stuff that she's been posting on. Stuff has been crazy down there. Great fishing. Some neat little tweaks we've done to the lodge with Adrian's help. And looking forward to a fantastic season. And thanks for all your guys' help.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Great report. That's killer. Now let's head to the beach. We're going to talk to our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, standing by with that great surf report. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you guys doing this week?
Great.
Couldn't be better, buddy.
Well, we had a little hiccup with the 4th of July holiday, you know.
A little crowded on the beach?
Oh, man, it was funny. To a T, every shop was like, well, it was a little tough to speak, you know. But I tell you what, after that went by, though, those Corbina poked their heads out, and it was really a good week of fishing. The better fishing was the southern beaches, I'd say, from Oceanside south. You know, the water temperature is approaching 70 degrees. Sand crabs are getting bigger. The tides are really good this week. And then we finally have, and I think this is most important, the consistent water conditions. You know, cleaner water, no rollovers, turnovers. And that really means a lot when you get a good bite going. Screening for the crabs has been a good idea. A lot of smaller ones, but there are some bigger ones starting to show in there. And then, of course, if you get those soft shells, that's almost an instant bite. The other thing is that the bloodworms really been working good this week, and we had several nice fish taken on the bloodworm. The best bite, like I said, was from Oceanside South, but I'd look for that bite to get better on the northern beaches real quick here. Hookline Sinker up in Santa Barbara reported a hot halibut bite there along Goleta Beach. Flash minnows, 4-inch swim baits have been the top offering. I think 30-inch was the top fish there. Wiley's reported great mixed bag fishing. The Corbina bite there has been improving, and they had a 3-pound fish, I think was their top fish this week, on a lugworm. Catch of the week, though, was a 6-pound, 2-ounce yellowfin croaker. Boy, that's a big one. Calico bass, sand bass, leopard shark, opalite, sargo, rockfish, all in the mix. Just really good mixed bag fishing now. Big fish reported, good Corbina action along Sunset, Bolsa Chica. Tough to get a real big fish, but like yesterday morning, one angler had 10 fish up to 2 pounds. That's not something to fluff at. That's very good fishing. And then some big yellowfin croaker also in the mix there. They've been under the bird schools early in the morning. Crocodile top bait there. A few halibut also in the mix. Pacific Coast reported excellent Corbina action. This is where it was really good this week, both quantity and quality. I think the big fish was almost 4 pounds there. The guys have been using those bloodworms and scoring several fish in a session. Like I said, the temperature is almost 70 degrees, so those fish are really getting active. So been a lot going on, you know. Del Mar, I think Torrey Pines, other good areas, you know. And it's time to get with that Corbina fishing. And
let's get on it. Like,
they're small, but, you know, maybe bring a screen or get those bloodworms. The bloodworms have been real strong bait.
Good call. What a great report, Gundy. Super complete and great fishing to be had.
All right. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Love Corbina.
Yeah, you gotta love it. For sure.
Thanks, Gundy. Hey, want to remind you, CCA's Casino Night. We heard Willie talking about it. It's coming up in just 2 weeks. Come join the Orange County chapter on Sunday, July 28th for Casino Night at Dana Point Yacht Club. You're gonna enjoy dinner. You're gonna enjoy drinks, fun and food with friends, and you're also going to be able to support CCA and all the important things that they're doing for California anglers. To buy tickets or to learn more about the event, please visit the CCA webpage at ccacalifornia.org. You're going to find all the information about that fantastic event, and as Willie had mentioned, you can buy your tickets right at Dana War Sport Fishing. So, great opportunity, and when we come back, we got an opportunity for your more of your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. Another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. Radio.com sports station. Padres play here.
I'm Kirby Yates, and you're listening to the home of Padres.
I'll say it again. The latest in a long line of marvelous closers for the San Diego Padres.
On 97.3 The Fan.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a Striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, Striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach, on the web at hhmarineservice.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.